What's your first name?
Kenny.
Kenny and...
Dan.
Kenny and Dan, you guys often meet in the park to just talk about this and that, or you...
Occasionally, yeah. We run into each other.
What's usually the topic?
Religion and politics.
Is it too early to talk about politics? It seems unavoidable. It never stops, really, does it? The election cycle is just continuous now.
It sure is.
The election cycle?
Yeah. What do you think so far? Any candidates of interest to you? Have you been pleased with President Obama?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
Not at all. I think he's a son of Satan myself.
You're kidding. Now I know you're kidding.
You think so? He's done more to divide this country than any president in the history of the nation.
Are you historically a conservative voter?
I don't vote. But I would lean more towards conservatism than that.
Why do you sit it out?
I think Republicans and Democrats are in the same bag.
If you could put anyone in office, who would you put in there?
I wouldn't put Trump in, although I love to listen to Trump. I might go with, there's so good, 16 of them?
You like Carly Fiorina?
I do very much.
I understand bureaucracies and what it takes to move them, because our government is one giant, bloated, unaccountable, corrupt, inept bureaucracy now.
Bush. Jeb Bush.
Nah, too many Bushism.
Too much baggage, Bush baggage?
Yeah.
Rand Paul.
Like Rand Paul.
I like his father.
I like the libertarian.
Ron Paul,
his father, yeah. Not him.
He's too old now, though. He's not running.
Yeah.
Now, are you in the same bag as him, or are you more of a liberal?
I don't really classify myself. I go by the individual.
It's really dumb to classify yourself.
Do you like anybody so far?
No, I just find Trump to be kind of funny, kind of humorous.
But he's touching a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
We're fed up with illegal immigration.
I agree with his immigration, some of that. You know? But I myself won't vote for him.
Do we need to build a wall?
We need to do something.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Yeah. We got to protect our boundaries. Yeah. You know, China and Japan protect their boundaries. You don't see any immigrations of foreign people jumping, allowing them to come into China and Japan, and even Guatemala. They shoot you at the border of Guatemala if you get caught coming north.
But aren't we more compassionate than China?
We're fools. We're more foolish than China and Japan.
What about Bernie Sanders?
Bernie's a fool. He's an old fool.
Why is he a fool?
First of all, I can't understand when he talks. He talks like one of these old... Hey, I say this, which I have no bad feelings against. He sounds like one of these old Jews over there in Crown Heights. Still got the accent. He hasn't lost it in 20 years.
We are trying to be reasonable. We are trying to be reasonable.
We are reasonable.
We are trying. We're going to give you, we're going to let you on the mic. We are going to give you the mic.
Let us speak.
We will, after Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders.
Do not tell me what to do.
After Senator Sanders.
Sit down.
After Senator Sanders.
Sit down.
Okay. All right.
Let her speak.
All right. All right, we're shutting it down.
He cowered the other day on the stage when he had the mic, and the girls, those two black girls, tried to get rid of him. A little coward turned his back and walked off the stage.
Now, I'm a liberal. You're more of a conservative. Don't you think we're kind of taught how to frame things like we like them? You would say he cowered. I would say he showed restraint.
Yeah, true.
If he would have forcefully asked those people to leave the stage, then he would have had a whole contingency against him that he doesn't want to lose.
He's a loser to begin with. He's just a loser. He's a liberal.
Yeah, he's a self-proclaimed socialist.
True. And what good has socialism ever done for any country?
What about Scandinavia? It seems like it works well for
them. They always bring up Scandinavia. Come on. They're totally homogeneous. They're all blonde, blue-eyed, white, and they're of a certain particular culture that hasn't changed in 2,000 years.
But they face a lot of the same issues. There's
an influx of Muslims coming from Africa. You're old enough to see the change in the country. Look at how fucked up it is now.
But do you really think we can insulate ourselves from the world?
Well, that's another problem. that's another story. Can we do it?
It's global now. Limits
to immigration, definitely. We can't take everybody in. I used to go to the Netherlands a lot, and they were always accepting people historically. And the last time I was there talking with them, a lot of their own people, they're really fed up with the immigration problem there, with the Muslim in particular. They're starting to vote. Even their liberal people are actually starting to vote would be considered like right-wing because of that one issue.
Let me take this out of the equation, guys, so people don't judge you. You don't have anything against Mexicans personally, do you?
No, I don't.
They seem like hardworking people.
Absolutely. But you can't. They don't produce enough to keep this system going. You see, they don't bring any wealth or knowledge into the equation.
I personally, though, have nothing against my... I used to live in San Diego. My issue, it doesn't really matter what country anybody's coming from. There's got to be real severe limits on who can come in. I don't care where it's from. I mean, literally any country in the world.
Are you optimistic about the future of America?
No.
Is it over?
Yes. I'm putting all my faith in Christ.
In Christ?
Yeah.
How about you?
No man can save me.
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
No man can save me. No group of men or anybody can solve it. It's gone. It's over.
Are these prophesized times? Do you think these are end times?
I do. I see Armageddon right around the corner. All it takes is the wrong click on a computer, and all the supermarkets will be empty.
What if someone's a good person, they're a Muslim, but they're just a good father or mother or
family
member?
That's between them and God.
Are they?
That's between their God and them. It has nothing to do with me. Unless they come seeking advice, what I think, I don't go to them anymore.
Do you think Allah and God might be the same thing?
Allah and God? No, they're totally opposite. Allah is Al-Ilya, the God. Back in the Middle Ages, around 1000 A.D., Muhammad decided that he didn't want 360 gods anymore. So he eliminated 359, and the one that was remaining was Al-Ilya. So the God, and Allah, that was shortened to Allah. And so they're moon worshippers, because that's what the last god was. It was the god of the moon. That's why they have their crescent and star. Right.
The star represents Venus, by the way.
Okay, that's
Venus. It's
you can look this up on the internet.
What do we do? A lot of these guys up on that Republican stage are beating the drums for getting in there and fighting ISIS.
They're fools. Oh, fighting ISIS? I don't know what can be done, do you?
I don't have the answer.
I haven't got a clue. You can't go calamity, what do you call it? Damage? What do you call it?
Damage control?
No, when you kill the innocent people, when you're bombing
Collateral damage.
What are you going to do? Collateral damage all over the world? They're going to be in every country in the world within a few years.
Well, thanks, guys, for your time.
My pleasure.
What do you want to impart as I leave here? What last word that you'd like to share with the
Christ
audience?
Christ is the only answer. As soon as he comes back, the better
off. Have you always felt that way, or have you arrived at this point later in your life?
Both. I was raised Roman Catholic, and I ran out of that mystery religion 35 years ago.
Freedom of religion. Freedom of religion.
What would you say to Obama if you had a minute of his time?
Obey the Constitution.
Yeah, obey the... I don't like the fact that he's written so many executive orders. Overridden the Constitution, the fact like with the health care that they're and then he's also making religious organizations that don't want money to go to because they have a moral issue saying now that you have to. And to me, that goes against one of the first main rights in the Bill of Rights for freedom of religion, to be able to practice as they see fit. So to me, that's posing a stricture, it's going against that. And so I tend to live my life on principle. So from that vantage point,
do you think Obama's a Christian?
Oh, no.
He says he is.
He's a liar.
No.
He's as lying, bigger liars you can ever find.
I don't believe he's a Christian, and if he is, I think it's just for show.
You can find this all on the internet. George Stephanopoulos interviewed him, one-on-one, like me and you. And Obama was going on answering one of his questions, and he says, my Muslim faith, this is drawn out by my mother, and Stephanopoulos, you can check it out. Just Google Stephanopoulos. YouTube.
YouTube
Stephanopoulos, Muslim, Obama. And there's Obama there sitting there. And what a lying thief. He says, well, my Muslim faith, and Stephanopoulos nearly fell off his chair. He says, you mean Christian faith? Oh, he says, oh, yeah. And he's so smoothed it over. He's so silk, like satin. He smoothed it over.
If he was a Muslim, should he not be president of the United States?
He should tell the people that he works
he's not
for.
Being honest.
He's a,
and so many others.
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
My concern, even if Obama was, say, a Muslim or admitted he was a Muslim, that's not a problem for me. It's if he's going against the Constitution per se, which he's done. That's my problem with anybody, whether they're Christian, Muslim, whoever. That's just my issue with that.
He's trying to divide.
Do you still love America?
Yes, I love the ideal of what America stands for, definitely, the Constitution.
Do you still have hope, or do you think it's over?
I always have hope, because my own life, I went homeless at one time. I just believe in the concept of hope, anyway. So
I don't.
It's okay.
I have no hope for the future of this country. There's too much evidence against it. I'd like to have hope, but, you know, it's what they call blind faith.
What was the turning point?
I think Obama.
God, there's going to be people out there who are going to say, you just don't like black people.
I know, but they can think what they want. There's nothing we can do about it. There's going to be
not a racial thing?
Huh? It is. It definitely is. It's absolutely. It's totally racial.
But you personally?
No, not me. I don't hate anybody. I'm a Christian. I have no hatred for anybody. I have disgust. I get angry. But the person I don't hate, what they do, I hate.
Well, you know what? I appreciate your guys' time. You've been very generous with your time. Enjoyed talking to you. My name's Clay Pigeon.
You're welcome.
WFMU. Thank you, sir.
Well, we'd be honored if you're going to edit it a little bit, I guess.
A little bit. I got 15 minutes on you. That might be a bit too much.
So we can hear ourselves tomorrow night, you said, right? He said tomorrow night.
What's your first name?
Which is my first name? Yasio.
Yasio?
Yasuyo.
Yasuyo. See, America, we don't know much, do we? Now, you're from Japan.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Been here for 5 years.
For 5 years. Are you from Tokyo?
Yes.
Yeah. I've actually been to Japan twice,
really?
But I've never been to Tokyo. I've been to a place called Iwakuni. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yes.
On the Seto Inland Sea. Mm-hmm. It's by Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went there to play music for soldiers. But
really?
What do you do in New York?
I'm studying architecture.
You want to be an architect?
I'm not sure yet.
Now, if you study architecture, are there other things you can do besides designing buildings?
I'm interested in stage design. Actually, me and my friends have like a studio in New Jersey. So
you do?
We try to...
So you're already a professional?
No, I'm just a student.
Who are your favorite architects?
I don't have any preference.
Do you like the buildings in New York?
Some of them.
Do you lean more towards modern architecture or towards old buildings?
In between.
In between.
Don't you think it's typical like answer from Japanese? You know, in between, like gray, black and white.
That's interesting that you asked me what I thought a typical Japanese answer would be. I would think it would be modern and
oh, I see. Like you see the technological side.
Yeah, or just clean lines and economy of space.
I see.
Do you have to go? You're hating this.
Oh, no. I'm just to see my friends who I never met.
what do you mean?
We met online, but not like online dating. More like talk about travel. I like to travel all over the world.
Have you traveled all over the world?
Yes, a lot.
Have you been to every continent but Antarctica?
Yes.
Have you been to Antarctica?
Not yet.
You want to go?
I want to go.
I kind of want to go there too. Which is your favorite one?
Africa.
Africa.
I really like the way you like talk to me. Very.
Why?
Like people live in New York wants to keep the distance.
I don't mean to be close, it's just that we have to be kind of close to the microphone.
Yeah, but I like it.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, I'm from Iowa. Do you know where that is?
I know. My roommate's from Iowa, too.
That's why. So my hometown is really small, so we're used to talking
but,
to everyone.
But flooding every year?
What?
Flooding? How do you say? Like water?
Floating.
Floating.
What about flooding?
No, like a natural disaster.
Yes.
In Iowa, a lot.
A flood. Oh, yes, you know about it. They have a couple recent floods that are probably stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
In Des Moines and Iowa City. That's very good. You have a good mind. So, what about, what's his name? I want to say Shinzo Abe, but what's his name in Japan, Abe?
Oh, our Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Shinzo Abe.
I was close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were close.
You like him, Abenomics? He's really trying to turn it around there.
Not really. Because I totally against the nuclear power and nuclear everything.
I want to talk about Fukushima Prefecture and the accident there. Terrible.
Yes.
Were you in the United States when that happened, the nuclear accident in Japan?
Yeah, I was here. But all my family lives there. And I have extended family living in Fukushima. And I have so many friends live there. And also my friends who organize permaculture, how do you say, sustainable organic farming. She has a lot of friends who is also a farmer over there, and most of them commit suicide because they can't sustain their business because the land is already
destroyed.
Toxic.
Do you love Japan?
Yes, of course.
You're proud of your country?
Yes.
Do you like Obama?
I live in Hawaii.
You live in Hawaii,
yes.
Where he's from?
Yes.
Do you like Hillary Clinton?
I'm a female.
It's time for a female leader. What's your message of peace and love to everyone in our audience?
Forgiveness. Just hug your neighbors.
Can you say something in Japanese to our listeners in Japan?
Oh, listeners in Japan? This is going to be
I'm sure we'll have listeners in Japan.
Yeah. Okay, arigato.
Ichiban. Doito chomoshita. Sumimasen. That's all I know.
yeah.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, very nice
to
meet you.
And I wish you luck.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice
you
talking
too.
To you. Here's my card.
Yeah, thank
my
you.
My show is tomorrow night at 6.
Okay. I like how you come. Very,
very
nice.
Very lo-fi. Oh!
There we are. There we are.
Guys, writing that together? Clay Pigeon, WFMU, Jersey City.
My name is Keon Torres. That's the song I wrote. It's called Never Giving Up.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Good positive message.
Thank you, definitely.
Do you think that's necessary in these days and times?
Yes, it definitely is. I try to tell everybody to never give up on whatever they want to do in their life, because don't let society control you. And I just want everybody to live a happy, peaceful, loving, successful life.
Tell me your name again.
Keon Torres. KEONTORRES. I'm the only Keon Torres in the world.
Are we going to find you on the internet?
Yes, yeah, I'm not hard to find.
Are you on SoundCloud?
I'm on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, name it, I'm on there.
Now, is this a new collaborator or your main man?
He's my main busking man. Like, we bust around all the NYC, New York trains.
What's your name, man?
Isaiah.
Isaiah, you probably write some of your own songs.
Huh? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Now, is it all hip-hop? Are you mixing some vocalization in there?
I do a little like mix. Like sometimes I sing like a little melody too. Like I keep my music very versatile as possible. All original songs.
Who are your favorites?
I have a lot of favorites.
Do you like Kanye? Who do you like?
I like Kanye, but my top five is Eminem, Fiona Apple, Marilyn Manson, Nirvana, Tupac. That's about it.
You mentioned Marilyn Manson. You seem pretty young. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23? So you really weren't around unless you were listening to him when you were 8 years old.
Yes, I actually was listening to him when I was 8 years old.
What do you like about Manson? I like a new one. He's got a new one called Deep Six. Six, 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 six.
You want to know what to say to narcissists? Better watch yourself. You want to know what to say to narcissists? You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself.
I think he's just being himself, and that's the message
very
I tell people.
Very intelligent.
Yeah, he's definitely a very intelligent guy. So yeah. I'm a huge fan of his work.
But I'm not really hearing it in your music, but maybe just attitude-wise.
Well, my music's like, I have like different types of songs.
Different
so
kinds.
Yes. So
yeah.
You like, if you listen to my album, it's coming out in October, like, you'll find out. Like,
so you're a hybrid. You're dipping a toe in
a lot of
different... how about you, man? What are you into? Who's your heroes?
So I'm usually into, like, rock bands. Like, Rise Against comes first. Silverstein. So it's actually kind of stuff like John Mayer and, you know, Paramore.
You like a good pop tune?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What about the Beatles? You like them?
Not that I don't like them. I don't listen to them.
It's just not, you're not familiar with them.
Right.
No, the Beatles are awesome. I love the Beatles. So, yeah, like, I'm a huge John Lennon fan. So.
And what about Motown? Those artists?
Oh, yeah, of course, Motown. I love all, like, Motown artists. I love, like, all types of music. So, like, I just don't stick just to hip-hop. I just rap because, hey, I can't really sing, but...
Are you guys tuned into politics? Do you pay attention?
Not really. I try to stay away from that. I try to stay, like, keep my mind, like, in my own world, so...
Do you vote? Have you ever voted? You're 23.
I'm not into all, like, that politics. Yeah, like, whatever happens, happens. Like, I want to move, like, I want to, like, live around the world one day. Like, I just want to travel.
What about you? Do you vote?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't dabble too hard in it, but when I
do you like Obama?
Yeah, I do.
What would you say to him if I were him? What would you say to him if he had a minute of his time?
I'd actually have a lot of questions. I mean, I thank him, but I'd just have a lot
what
of
What would
questions.
You ask him?
The kind of challenges you face.
Do you think he's a good man?
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with him. Like, it's just, you know, he's just doing his job, what he has to do. I just feel like one day we just need, like, an independent president. Like, you know, no Democrat or Republican. Let's just have somebody that's just normal, just like you and I. You get what I'm saying?
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Two little sisters.
Do you feel like you have to lead the way for them when you're the oldest? Does it give you extra responsibility?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I definitely have to, you know, show them, like, you know, do the right thing, you know.
Are they looking at you now like, I want to be a musician too?
No, they're into their own little thing. One's into, like, painting, like, art, and the other one's into fashion.
Is your family intact? Are your mom and dad still together?
Oh, no. I just know my mom, but...
You don't know your dad at all?
Nah, I don't know him. Hey, Dad, I don't know you.
Do you want to know him?
No, I'm good. I'm my own dad.
I know that's a personal, sensitive question. I ask it because I think a lot of people...
No, it's cool. You can ask me whatever you want.
I'm lucky, man. My parents stayed together. I think they were happy, but there's a lot of people where that's not the case. A lot of people who don't know their mom or dad. Do you wonder about him, who he is?
No,
are you like him? Do you look like him?
I just don't care.
You don't? Yeah. You've written him off.
Yeah, I just don't care.
If he came back and said, I'm sorry, would you consider...
It depends. It's yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah, it's really complicated.
Yeah. How about you, man? What about you? Are you the youngest? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm in the middle.
You're a middle child.
Yeah.
Now they say my wife's a middle child. They say that comes with its own pain too, being in the middle. We see Jan Brady, the middle Brady girl.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Sometimes did you feel like you didn't get as much attention as the oldest or the youngest?
We actually get equal attention. The mom actually spread it around.
What do you mean? She gave everybody attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys want to play me something as I check out here?
Do
I don't know if I can play the whole thing, but just give me,
okay,
you know how it is these days, soundbite culture.
All right, no
explain
problem.
It a little bit.
All right, so this is a song. It's basically about just me talking about the most random things that I see in my world, and it's called Phantom Thief Kid. Like, I'm a huge anime fan, so basically, let me just play. Let's go. On my magnifying glass, on a plane first class, that was flying past, an island of species that was dying fast, with the same problems that the Mayans had, 9 months past, lost my mind in class, need to find a fast, let me look behind the trash, wish I could rewind the past, but I had no time to ask, moving on, don't trying to prove me wrong, in a unisex barbershop beauty salon, it took too long to find where her beauty had gone, so when I bagged her, I had to be Louis Vuitton. And I'm more the lyrical, cause I'm full the lyrical, common conscious content, so critics know, this ain't no lyrical miracle, or a fake image that the mirror show, let's go.
Show me love,
show me love, show me love.
You've got your hand on the tail.
Click, 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 one more time, come on.
Show me love.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you showing love?
You've got to hide.
ways, wide awake for Santa's sleigh to pass by, high on a hot Atlanta day, fold a hand to pray, hoping beautiful UFO will land a day on a beach where a Santa player will at least get a tan today. But if you owe taxes, you have Uncle Santa pay for a candidate on a random day. Well, you should have ran away to a place you can't escape. On Santa say, more of a man of ray, no deadbeat or feet. I use my hand to play on the Jesus desk next to the Everware, Adam and Eva sex. Wouldn't that be incest? That would affect bees and not be insects. Preacher blessed them with double T's for breasts. Don't read the rest, all they do is cease to stress. But didn't learn sh- for the Regents test. Yes.
That was really good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And you too, man. I think you got the right partner.
Thank you.
He's a little shy on the mic, but he's got a good, strong sense of the melody for those musical counterparts. Great job. All right, man. What's your last word? Your message of peace and love to our listeners?
All I got to say is look out for Keon Torres. I'm coming to a radio station or music venue near you. Realistic Verbalize.
You're good, man. You guys are great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, here's my card.
Sweet,
my show.
Awesome.
Can you guys share that? Because I'm running out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem.
All right.
Sweet.
So, tomorrow night at 6. What's your first name?
My name is Eric.
Eric, where are you from originally?
I'm from Manila, Philippines.
From the Philippines.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you just vacationing here or do you live here now?
I live here for more than a year now.
More than a year. Not so long, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Had you visited before you moved here?
No, actually, our intention when we got here is to work, yeah.
You said R. Did you move here with a family?
With my wife.
Just your wife, no kids yet.
We left our kid at Manila.
You left?
Six-year-old daughter.
Now you're going to go back, right?
Yeah, pretty soon, or otherwise.
People are going to say you left your daughter. Is she going to join you, or?
Once we're ready.
Once you're settled in.
Exactly.
You must miss her.
Every day.
I bet you do. What is the promise of New York City? What would make you leave the Philippines? Is there more opportunities for you here?
Actually, yes. I mean, we're doing good in Manila, but for the sake of our kid, the opportunity knocks only once. And we need to grab it or try it. And if things doesn't come that good, well, we can always go back.
Are you an IT guy or what, I'm guessing? You work with computers? Or?
Yes, actually.
Did you have a job waiting for you?
Actually, I'm working in a publishing company right now as the digital customer service representative. We do electronic books.
What do you think of the average American's perception of the Philippines? Do they have no idea really what goes on there? I feel like I'm undereducated about the Philippines. I know about Imelda Marcos.
All these shoes once belonged to Imelda Marcos, the wife of the Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos. She's said to have had up to 3,000 pairs before the couple were ousted from office. They're still one of the most iconic images of the Philippines.
You love the Philippines?
Yeah, of course. I mean, even if I'm here, my heart belongs to the Philippines, to Manila. I love it. Though I'm here, my last destination will be Manila as well. I'll stay as a Filipino.
Oh, here comes a fire truck. It's going to be very loud. What's different about New York now that you've been here a year? What's happened that you didn't expect? Is it harder or easier than you thought?
Actually, honestly, the once we're starting here, it's pretty difficult. It was hardly
expensive,
and it's difficult to find a job for me. Fortunately, I mean, with all those prayers and everything, I'm blessed right now with a job, and I like
it. You said
it.
Prayers?
Yes.
Are you Christian?
Catholic.
Catholic?
Yeah. I mean,
you reminded me of a song by a Philippine artist, and his name is something like Yoyoy Biam or something.
Bilame. Yoyoy Biam.
He had a song called Magellan.
Yeah.
And it talked about his Catholic life. Is it a big deal in the Philippines, the Catholic religion?
Catholic is the majority religion in the Philippines. We're a Catholic country like Spain, Mexico. Yeah, and we've been colonized by the Spanish for more than 400 years, so that's why.
What do you love about the United States?
The fast pace of fast pace every day, opportunities are here. What makes a country unique is by the people. And New York, I mean, I've been to Australia as well, and some Asian countries like Hong Kong, Singapore. New York is very different. I mean, the culture, the people. I mean, actually, it's the people that makes New York.
What's your message of peace and love to everybody in Manila, everybody all over the world on WFMU?
To my kababayan, to the people of Manila, I miss Manila so much. I miss those jeepneys, those traffics. Stay focused always and just always pray. God is good all the time.
Can you say something in your native language?
Kababayan, maraming salamat sa pakikinig ng WFMU and stay always cool. Laging manalangin sa Diyos. Ang buhay ay parang paraiso.
Thanks so much for your time. Pleasure talking to you.
No problem,
good luck,
sir.
In the States, man.
No problem. Just one quick question,
sure.
If I take a photo of you.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
Dude, you're a break dancer. Is that what it's called still?
B-boy, but yeah.
B-boy, what's the difference? Now you're out of breath because you've just been gyrating all over the ground here at Union Square Park. That was some good stuff, man.
Okay, so basically, breakdancers are for showcase. They get more pleasure out of amazing people. But B-boys get a pleasure out of amazing themselves. Of all the different ways that you can build yourself, like Legos or like any other building block. Not necessarily contortion. Everything is a conglomerate. Like you take what you like, and you use it in dance. So as long as it's a dance method.
Does it feel like a therapy? It's not a therapy.
Oh, definitely a therapy. Therapy for the soul. Like most people who come from the background, either they were in a lower poverty class or in the middle lower class, and you know, like it helps you keep out of the streets, keep out of gangs. I've been doing it for like 17 years.
Have you ever hurt yourself?
Oh, of course. But usually, if you start while you're young, you don't hurt yourself dancing. You don't hurt yourself doing other stuff.
Now, you said you're, this is B-boy, it's called.
Yeah, B-boying.
To break in. And I don't mean to insult, but it is hard for me to believe that you guys don't like the attention. You're right here in the park.
Oh,
you
kind of
want people to watch you.
Well, no, it's, that's the difference between the breakdancer and the B-boy. Because usually, because say we're in the middle level of Union Square, where everyone's sitting at, usually if it's on the main level, right next to the street, it gets saturated quick. And you don't like the feeling, because the energy is not being given back.
So there's a whole hierarchy, there's a whole system here at Union Square that you don't even notice if you don't know what's going on here.
Oh yeah, what is
like politics?
Yeah, it's all about mentality. Mentality and perspective.
I know there's junkies over there.
Oh yeah, junkies everywhere.
Yeah.
Union Square, Washington Square, you name the park. Subways, everywhere.
Are you from New York?
No.
Where are you from?
Texas.
I'm not a cop, by the way.
Oh, it's okay.
Were you at Dallas, Houston?
Dallas.
Yeah.
Money City.
You miss it down there?
No.
What brought you here?
This is the pregame before.
A fan.
Wait, no, sorry. Wait, let me.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. What?
It's one of your fans, man.
No, it's another dancer.
Yeah. Would you like to dance professionally?
I'm actually have a dance company I'm performing now. Yeah. So I'm 30 and I'm just, there's more than this. There's more than this, the streets. I'm thinking about dance with the level of Shakespeare. Mentality, like influencing people to think differently. You know?
Do you like modern dance or are you excluded?
I actually do
from
contemporary.
Because of like the Joyce Theater and
places.
No, like
no,
that.
I do contemporary. I'm B-boy, contemporary house, breaking, like, you know, salsa.
You seem like you're very knowledgeable, man. Let me ask you this. Did B-boy or breakdancing kind of came up together with, like, music, didn't it? Like hip-hop
music?
Oh,
yeah, definitely. It's like, it's four elements of hip-hop. MC, DJ, graffiti, and what else? And the dancer. So, yeah, it's a conglomerate. It's like, it was a community effort from the beginning, and then, you know, the powers that be, or just money in general.
Did it start in the Bronx? Where did it start?
Started in the Bronx. Actually, the dance scene is way bigger in Europe and Asia than it is here. It's more sponsored by the local governments and everything, because they see it keeps kids out of trouble.
Yeah, I think people saw it as kind of a fad, you know?
Oh, like of course they did. I mean, but everything's a fad. Britney Spears is a fad. Anyone's a fad. It's, that's commercialism in itself, right?
What's going on right now, man? Is there something breaking right now that we're going to be hearing about? Do you see any trend?
Oh, wow. Everything starts in New York. It has a ripple effect. There's so much going on, you never know what's going to hit another city. I'm from the South, so I know firsthand anything that appears on TV, mainstream TV as far as music television, Lifetime, anything, is what migrates to the middle of the United States. So they pick it up accordingly because they're not next to, like, you know, they don't know what a Jewish person looks like or a Puerto Rican person or a Haitian, Dominican, Trinidadian, like, you know.
So now that you've turned your back on the Cowboys, are you a Jets fan or a Giant fan?
No, I used to play football, so I don't even like to watch it.
You don't?
No. I love to play it still. Yeah. It's so much better. Like, why remain a participant?
Were you a running back or what?
No, tight end. Yeah, I was always covering, playing special teams, every team, you know. Like, you know.
And Gino got punched yesterday, man. He's out for 6 to 10 weeks.
Yes, the Jets are down a starting quarterback after a fringe linebacker sucker punched Geno Smith and broke his jaw. It is an unprecedented and uniquely Jetsian way to lose their quarterback.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Oh, so optimistic. I'm optimistic about change right now that we create. With the power of influence, the power of your radio show, the power of dance, the power of the arts, the power of expression, people can start to think differently. But it's how you allow them to do it.
What would you tell Obama if you had 10 seconds of his time?
I mean, I actually, ironically, met a girl from Ethiopia like 2 days before he was in Ethiopia. And she was going to D.C. and she had some whole thing going on. And I look at, you know, I mean, I don't know.
It's kind of unfair because I kind of profiled you there. Like, he's an African-American guy. Sure, he loves Obama.
No, realistically, I don't.
I voted for him twice.
I'm anti-government in general.
You are?
Yes. I'm very pro-people. So how can we treat each other alike across the globe, not just across the borders and the religion? You have to get away from it.
Are you millennials going to change the world now?
It doesn't matter who it is. But we all change the world on a daily basis. We just don't notice it.
What's your message of peace and love to Dallas, to New York, and around the whole world?
I would say definitely to think and look at every one of your actions. And, like, my main thing is NBSR. Never be selective with reality. Don't treat one person one way, and then in another context, you don't treat another person the same. Religion blinds the mind, and so does money.
Pleasure talking to you, man.
All right, man.
All right.
It's intense conversation.
All right. Here's my card.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to shake hands. I'm old school.
No. I definitely shake hands.
I'll see you around again.
All right, man.
I'm always down here. My show's on tomorrow night at 6. 6. What's your name?
Mimi.
Mimi.
Right.
Where are you from, Mimi?
I'm from Haiti.
From Haiti? How long have you been in America?
No, well, you need to tell me what the question is about.
That's it. I'm just general, but we can talk about your sign if you want to.
Well, if you want me to tell you my story, I don't mind because I write my story and I publish it.
I just was giving people a little background so they understand who you are. And
Well, my name is Mimi. I'm from Haiti, so I'm from the Caribbean.
I've been
in the country for a long time.
You've been in the country a long time.
But, you know, my American dream did not come true.
And your sign says that your child has sickle cell anemia, right?
Yeah, my son. His name is Laval Justice Joseph.
How old is he?
7 years old now.
When was he diagnosed?
I think he was diagnosed approximately 3 months after he was born.
How did you know something was wrong?
I didn't know that something was wrong because the state of Florida took him based on false child abuse allegations. And when they gave him back to me, they told me that he had sickle cell disease. They were the one that diagnosed him, and the case was dismissed because it was false. All the
allegations were false. There was no abuse.
There was no abuse. So, and they even wanted me to sign documents stating that I wasn't going to sue them. And I disagree because they knew that they removed the child, you know, wrongfully. And now they have taken my child again. Finally, they have taken him, and it's been 2 years. I'm stuck because I don't have money to get a lawyer.
So the state had to take your child because you couldn't support him any longer.
No. It's not that I could not support him. And I believe that even though if a parent cannot support a child, the state has absolutely no right to claim a child as their own. Because I'm a Christian. I believe that human beings are created by God. Human beings are the property of God and God alone. No human being on the face of this earth has the right to own any other human being.
Okay.
because you don't know how to construct one. Even physicians are still banging their heads to understand the complexity of this human body. There is no price for your, for a human life. There is no price for a human body. Therefore, no one has the right to say, this person is my ward, is my property, and I have absolute control over you. That's it. It should not be under any circumstances. Because we don't know how to construct human beings. You can construct a building. You can construct a car. You can buy a car. You cannot buy a human being. It has no price. If somebody does an offense, of course, the government should have the right to take the liberty of that person. But you don't have the right to take the life or the health of that person because you don't know how to make them. That's my belief. And that's, you know, God has revealed wisdom to me as a Christian that, you know, human beings belong to God. So they took my child. This is what happened, you know, to make it short.
The state of New York.
State of New York took my child, and I will not say it's ACS that took the child. It's the dishonest employee, the CPS worker, who fabricated the story and then caused the state to, you know, take the child because she provided the wrong information. So my child was healthy when they gave my child to me, you know, back, you know, they told me he had sickle cell. They gave it to me at the age of 3 months old, and I took meticulous care of my son. Because I'm a licensed practical nurse, I work both in New York and Connecticut, and I have a license in Florida, I have a license in New Jersey, and I always cared about patient safety. You know, I had concern about patient safety, I took meticulous care of my patient, I never had any complaints against me, and for my son, I'm expected to do even better. So I took care of my son because I did research about sickle cell, and he never had any crisis whatsoever. Until he was almost 5 years old when I took him to Bellevue Hospital because he fell. He was having pain to the left leg. Two medical students named Dr. Joel Totti and Dr. Maikunen declared that my son was having a sickle cell crisis. And as a nurse, I'm expected to have a level of competency to recognize when my patients, it doesn't matter what kind of diagnosis they have, okay? When my patients need, you know, critical care, I must recognize the signs and symptoms and be able to report them accurately to the physician. So for my son, I cannot be ignorant. You know, I'll have to be even, you know, sharper when it comes to my son. So I know the students were wrong, but I know I'm not a physician. I didn't go to medical school. So I request second opinion from two physicians, two specialists, two hematologists that specialize in my son's disease.
Hematologists.
Two hematologists. Dr. From Bellevue Hospital came on Thursday, May the 30th of 2013. At approximately 10:30 a.m., they told me, your son is not having sickle cell crisis. He'll be discharged to go home soon because his pain has subsided. And then he was having the pain, not because he was having sickle cell crisis, but because he fell. So he will be discharged to go home. And I reported the medical students. I complained against them because they almost killed my son. My son's health status was degenerating very quickly at the hospital. I found a syringe that has a propofol Diovan in it.
Propofol.
Propofol Diovan, which is, you know, this is a drug that's similar to the one that killed Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's why I recognized it.
I reported it to a supervisor named Arietta James at Bellevue Hospital. She quickly took the syringe and told me that the syringe was empty. Of course the syringe was empty. I found it behind my son's pillow. What was the syringe doing there? It's illegal. Under no circumstances shall this medication end up in my son's room. And my son's condition was degenerating, you know, and it was, you know, highly suspicious. The medications that they were giving him, you know, even the albuterol, they gave him adult albuterol, that he's allergic to specific brand of albuterol, and I warned the staff that my son is allergic to that specific brand of albuterol, he cannot tolerate it. They went ahead and gave him the adult dose of that medication.
Where is he now?
Well, he's in foster care. He's in foster care in Brooklyn, and the judge split. He spent half time with a foster mother in Brooklyn and half time with a foster mother in New Jersey, which I did not agree with.
Are you homeless now?
Well, I mean, I do not have, you know, a specific steady place to stay. I stay at a hostel when I can, when I need to sleep, I go to a hostel.
Are you on the street some nights?
I don't want to discuss that. You know, it's a kind of private, and it's embarrassing. Well, you know, ACS was the one that caused the situation in the first place. They took my child, and then right after they took the child, I mean, approximately two months after they took my child, they kicked me out of the housing where I was staying, which was public housing. And then the CPS worker turned around and tell me that I must have housing in order to get the job. I mean, it's
heartbreaking.
So what's the purpose of kicking me out and then asking me now to provide my own housing to take the child? And then they took the child while I wasn't working. they did that on purpose because ACS targets poor people.
Do you get to see him at all?
I was seeing him once a week. It was two times a week. It is Hannes, social worker who supervises my visit, took my son to King Hospital where they were basically murdering him with medications. With no specific diagnosis, no specialist, no hematologist to give me accurate information. Why is he in the hospital? Why are they giving him all these drugs? Why is he left with medical students?
Where's his father at?
His father is in Maryland.
In Maryland? Is he aware of all this?
It's a horrible situation. They abuse my son beyond belief. I mean, just ACS, foster care agencies. I didn't know that such organizations existed in the United States of America. These agencies, they are so barbaric to what they expose the kids to, the abuses. ACS is a producer of child prostitution. They are a producer of children with mental illness, illiterate children. And then, you know, these kids, they are the ones eventually that, you know, go up and then end up in the jail system because they get so abused in foster care. They drug them, they make sure that the kids' minds are messed up. The foster mothers...
Why would they want to do that?
It's all about money because, see, Office of Family and Children, the way they function... Because I was reading a case by the Boston Blaze, a newspaper named Boston Blaze in Massachusetts. They were investigating a case. The name of the case was Pelletier, which is like a French, you know, pronunciation name. They took the child and they're trying to smuggle the child into medical experimentation without telling the parent. And then the newspaper was baffled because the parents contacted the newspaper because they were screaming, "You're killing my child," because my child was doing well.
You think they're experimenting on your child?
Well, it's experimentation because I told the staff at the medical, you know, because as a nurse and as any physicians took their oath not to administer harmful drugs to patients, the purpose of giving medication to patients is to give medications that are appropriate according to the patient's diagnosis. It has to have a therapeutic effect on the patient. That means you bring the patient to the hospital so the patient will get better. You don't just throw medication on a patient from left to right without proper diagnosis, without the proper specialist, and then just drugging up a kid with, you know, by a whole bunch of medical students there. You're giving the kid a cocktail of drugs. What's the explanation for this cocktail of drugs? You're doing two things. It's either you're murdering that child or you're conducting an experiment on this kid.
What does ACS stand for?
Administration for Children Services or Child Protective Services.
Is the child up for adoption?
No, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm a Christian and I'm praying. I really believe in God. I really believe in the power of the Lord. I'm doing whatever I can to get back on my feet, to get my housing straight. And I'm not going to allow my child to get for adoption because my child belongs to me. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It's my, you know, God gave him to me. He's God's property first. And then I am the second owner. Nobody else owns the child. You know, they have already corrupted his life. When you put a child in foster care, it's like taking a sponge and dump the sponge in a sink and, you know, filled with filth. And then that child, every minute he's spending in the foster care, he's sucking dirt, all kinds of moral dirt, educational dirt, all kinds of dirt. Dirt, 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 dirt. That's what to do with a child. When you take a child from a parent and you put that child in foster care, it's like a sponge. You dump the sponge in a sink of filthy water. Every single second, every single hole, every single cell in that kid's body is absorbing corruption and moral decay. It's unspeakable.
How do you keep your own peace?
I pray. I read my Bible. I go to church. That keeps me going.
What's your message of peace and love to the world, a message of hope, despite your situation?
It's important that we make our mark, our positive mark, in the world before we leave. That's what God created us. And then we have the talents.
I wish you luck in your struggle.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
My pleasure.
And I hope it works out and you get your son back.
It will work out because I'm not going to give up. I am the person, I don't give up. Now that God has set me inside the lion's pit, I witness what's going on with those little kids. I don't care whether they're white, they're black, they're yellow, or they're green. It is in my heart that God puts in me that these kids, they must get out of this situation, and somebody has to say something for them.
That old mule that pulls my plow, she's gonna make it to heaven somehow. That old mule is is 25. Can't believe she's still alive. She's still kicking in her old barn stall. Stand her up straight and she's 12 hands tall. Wears a straw hat with her ears poked through. Just like the mules in the movies do. And though she cannot reproduce, good hard work she won't refuse. Up in the morning just to pull in my plow. Digging in furrows in the hard cold dirt. Yeah, she still pulls my plow somehow. God knows it has kinda hurt. You can see it on her mule face plain as day. While you're sitting there eating your PBJ. I see you also got a little carton of milk. I heard that you're the half-brother of Lawrence Welk. You're the half-brother of Lawrence Welk. And he died in, what, 2012? Or maybe it's before that, I don't know. He's down where the other dead men go. And if you're the half-brother of Lawrence Welk, well, then you gotta be pretty old yourself. Got a pockmarked face from when you're young. Good Lord, old man, you pierced your tongue. How old you say you was? 99. Old clicks considered you doing fine. Still alive, you're no one's fool. Come on out back and have a look at the mule. This old mule stands 12 hands high. And the people look at her when they pass by. She's out there working in the noonday sun. Though she can't make chunk and she can't run. She can't make chunk and she can't jump. A little fur missing on her rump. Go to Oskaloosa to the county fair. About half tempted to take her there. Ride her around the snow-fenced perimeter. I get a friendly wave from the Baptist minister. All my mule needs is a pail of oats. I taught her how to dip a leg in bow. It hurts her son, but it pleases folks. And Anna take her home and hook her to the plow. Cause we got acres to go before the sun goes down. And I got the best old mule in town. Yes, I got the best old mule in town. She ain't got mites, no worms or fleas. Lord, I can't tolerate none of those. She got some thin spots on her knees. But all of these years, that's the way it goes. Planting them taters in the noonday sun. I found a mule laying on her side. Lord, that mule, you know what she done. She laid down, then she up and died. I had to dig a big hole with the old John Deere. I was digging and a-sweating and a-shedding tears. And then I dropped that mule in the burying hole. And the emotions of the day done took their toll. And then I fell to my knees at the edge of the grave. I wailed and I moaned to the cold gray sky. All those good years that she gave. Lord, I'm sad she had to die. My mule's in the ground and I don't know why. Going to the auction house tomorrow. First I'll stop past the bank and borrow $100, that'll make me two. I'm gonna buy me a brand new mule. A brand new mule to pull my plow. It never occurred to me till now. The fever gotta get loud, crazy fool. Capone gotta wanna get a brand new mule. Up in the morning in the driving hail, putting them oats in the old mule pail. New mule skinny starts to bray. If you speak mule, tell me what she says. Part of them is donkey sounds. The rest is that mule just horsing around. But when the mule's really got something to say, he rears back his head and then he starts to bray. Opens his mouth and he shuts his eyes. Neighbors heard it more than a half a mile away. Flex his own tail and whisk away the flies. And they're biting flies so you can sympathize. Fly bites inches at 11 a.m. As he's up to the plow and in the rows again. Rock sweat pulling in the old plow seat. I stop for a bit and have something to eat. Half a ham sandwich and some bacon thins. Leave the plow hooked up, cause we'll be starting again. New mule's troublesome, he won't eat. No grass or oats or alfalfa or wheat. That mule won't eat. There at my whip tip, what do I spy? A cluster of iridescent flies. Evidently stunned by the recent hail that passed. They're clumped all together now, but that won't last. I'd angle that cluster at the end of my whip. My mule laid him on down and then he licked his lips. Many years now passed us by. My old mule still lacks his cluster flies. So now in the morning if I hear it hail, I reap them clusters and I fill his pail. He likes to drink hot water from a garden hose. We stop and do that after 18 rows. The hose just a baking in the noonday sun. The water get hot and then the mule have some. Cold water makes the chunks recede. And then I don't see them in the weeds. Cold water makes the chunks go dry. Hot water turns them into pumpkin pie. Squirting that pumpkin on an old fence post. A couple hours later they have time to roast. And then you put them in the hole and a little bit later, you're gonna have a big brown hot potato. You can butter it up right there in the field. With a PBR, it makes a pretty good meal. Old Lemaw sang hush, hush, eye to eye. Old mule just eating his cluster flies. I'm sitting over in row 19, cutting off the toenails from my toes. And now the corn's all yellow, but the leaves are green. And I'm just a strumming on my own banjo. I'm a little bit drunk and I'm feeling alright. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. Let me play it for you.
Hey everybody, Clay Pigeon, thanks for listening to this edition of TDS, The Dusty Show on FMU Today's FMU, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight, no doubt about that. Up next is Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition, just moments away. Center's Crossroads with Kevin Knight. Dave the Spaz and all his monkey magic coming along later. And Nickname, the English Dream. I love Nickname. And then, of course, the veteran, the old man, Stan, getting it on in the middle of the night at FMU. Stan, I love Stan. I love you guys. That's it for me. Until next time, thanks for listening. Always remember...
Dream house or prison cell? I wake up each day in it, whatever it is. I welcome people to it without knowing what it is. Imagine that. Maybe I'm inviting you to jail. I'll make it sound like the country estate of a local family who caters to visitors, though. I open and close doors and move things around and let light in and shut light out. So I either own the dismal place or work here. I check on the family members we have locked in wells. I air out blankets. I sweep floors. I meet you late for breakfast. The good news is there are secret tunnels that lead from my castle to the restaurant. Even though I can't see them, I can hear them. I can hear you in the distance, complaining. You're late. Not that late. Do you know what you want? I don't know what I want. Do you know what you want? Yes. I'm one of those people who knows what they want. I never know what I want. It changes. Especially if I ask for it. Then I don't want it anymore. You sound too contented. I am. Is there such a thing? Yes. You can get so contented, you turn into a cow. I don't think that's true. It's not literally true. I'm uncomfortable with the idea of ordering. You mean numbering things? No, I mean demanding someone to get you something. But you don't even know what you want. Exactly. How can I order someone to get it? Think of a desire you have, like thirst. Then yell out a solution, like water. Then direct that at someone you think could make that solution happen.
I don't mean to eavesdrop, but you're certainly welcome to my water.
Thank you, sir. Might take you up on that.
Can you see me?
No, of course not. Can you see me?
No.
So what's the problem?
That doesn't bother you.
Why would it bother me?
Well, how do you know who you're talking to?
Is this Hardy White, who lives in a room that may or may not be a castle or a prison, and who was late to breakfast with me this morning?
Yes.
Well, my imagination fills in the rest.
We're in a restaurant.
Sure, why not?
Don't just agree because you think it's what I want to hear.
Look, let's get out of here. I think a long walk would do you good.
I like walking. I like feeling as if I'm headed somewhere. Walking seems productive. Even if you're actually just wandering and you're the laziest person in the world, the walking implies some sort of productivity, that you're getting it done, that you're headed somewhere. You can still put one foot in front of the other. You're walking. It's like when people say, use your mind, think. I'm just thinking the wrong things.
Do you think you could ever do any of that silently?
You mean walk without thinking?
Or talking?
I'm not talking. I'm thinking. I didn't invite you in here.
All right. I don't mind the talking, I guess. It lets you know you're still breathing.
You can think without breathing. For a while, at least.
And think of all the things you can do without thinking.
I can't.
Me too. Do you think this guy is ever going to rent out this space? Every time we pass by it, I think what a good space it would be.
What would you do with that space if you could rent it?
I'd keep it as a space.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a good space. It'd be a shame to fill it up with just one possibility.
Well, could you temporarily do things in the space?
Like a party?
Yeah, set up tables and chairs in a band.
If you're quick about it. I'd say for a few seconds here and there.
Seconds? That's not enough time.
It's never enough time, no matter how much you get. If you can't do it in seconds, it's probably going to take longer, and that's a drag.
Are we responsible for where we end up? I feel sometimes I'm just am thrust into situations or rooms.
But you get to write your own lines, by and large.
That's true. By and large.
By and large.
By and large.
Now it feels meaningless.
I know. Repetition makes things meaningless, they say.
Does it?
Yes. They say.
Do they say?
They say it does.
Why would we want to rob something of its meaning?
Well, I mean, if that's all it has, if it doesn't have anything else valuable.
My cousin once broke into the wrong house, didn't take anything, and still got charged for burglary.
But he broke into a house.
Yeah, but the wrong house. He never meant to break into that one. Total accident. Wrong place at the wrong time.
Where are we now?
Why is that so important? Why do you always want to make place a character in your life?
Because I'm infinitely amusing.
Hey, it's spaceship interior.
That's me, boys. The interior of this lovely interstellar vessel.
So, are you also the exterior?
No, alas, merely the interior.
Don't say merely. You're the only part we see.
You see me?
He meant here.
Yes.
We never get to talk to the exterior of the spaceship for obvious reasons.
It's often a brief conversation, I'm told.
Do you ever talk to your exterior?
No. Interior dialogue only.
Sometimes I think you're not the interior of the ship, but just another passenger.
Why can't I be both?
It's funny. I just saw the word both in my head, and it transformed into broth. I must be hungry, and now I want broth. Do you get broth on these flights?
When I was young, you would get not only a three-course meal, but there was also dancing afterwards and a buffet. And the buffet was vertical to save space.
Train travel in the early days before trains involved all this shuffling of big boxes. You'd sleep in them during the day.
Shh.
What?